And now, Hour 2 of Dinah Was by Oliver Goldstick, starring Yvette Freeman as Dinah Washington. Produced by L.A. Theatre Works.
Well, I've got a dentist who's over 7 feet tall. Say, I've got a dentist who's over 7 feet tall. Well, I went to Long John's office, told him the pain was killing. Said I went to Long John's office, told him the pain was killing. He told me not to worry, that my cavity just needed filling. Give you Novocaine, that's right, honey. When I start in, woo! Gonna have to give you Novocaine, cause most women can't stand the pain. Well, he took out his trusty drill. He told me to open wide. He said it wouldn't hurt me, but it filled my hole. That golden touch, you thrill me when you drill me, and I need you very much. When he got through, he said, baby, that's gonna cost you 10. He told me that, he really did.
When he got through,
he said, honey, that's gonna cost you 10. About twice a year, that's right. I think I feel this throbbing. Better go back there tonight. Woo! Long John, Long John, don't you ever move away. I think I'll keep on aching so I can see you every sorry asses out of this Hollywood juke joint and cross the desert. That's right, y'all. Get yourself over to Las Vegas, Nevada, because starting tomorrow night, this here slick chick is going to be headlining at the Sahara Hotel. Woo! Oh, yes.
Miss Washington, this here drink's for you.
Thank you, baby. Chase Adams. Look like I can't cross the street without bumping into somebody I done married and buried.
How you doing, Miss D?
You really care?
Hell yeah. Shoot, I miss the queen.
You just miss having someone to charge your liquor to.
Well, this here hooch is already paid for. So come on and join me. I hate drinking by myself.
I know. That's why you married me.
I liked it, your voice a whole lot, too. When you were singing. So tell me. Whatever happened to Boss, that horn player I heard you were sweet on?
You heard wrong, Chase. I am traveling solo.
I see. So tell me why a gal who just come back from singing for the Queen of England is stopping in a like this.
I was thirsty.
No, baby. You hoping to bump into me so you can make me feel lower than a dog.
Baby, you don't need me for that.
Hey. Don't forget I knew your ass when.
When I what?
When you was eating beans out of a can and living in a room so small you couldn't swing a cat without putting some style.
Well, I still like my beans, honey. But now, I wash them down with brandy.
Ooh, they teach you that over in Europe.
Shoot, they ain't teaching me nothing over there.
What am I gonna learn from folks whose money falls apart in your hands, but they're using toilet paper strong enough to patch a roof? Honey, woo! It was painful, painful, painful. Oh. I held my water for 3 weeks.
What?
Let me tell you something. They know good music when they hear it. Those folks over there listen.
Well, I reckon they're gonna be listening at that Sahara Hotel too, huh?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you really riding high, Miss D. First colored gal ever to play the strip.
I've waited a long time for this chase. Feel like I waited a lifetime, you know what I'm saying?
Baby, I was there, remember? As a matter of fact, I figured you all would be stopping by to say farewell to Lady Day.
Lady Day?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me Miss Billie Holiday is out here in Los Angeles and I didn't hear about...
Wait. What you talking about, gal? You don't know?
Know what?
Billie's gone. She up and died today.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm sorry, Dinah. I figured you already knew.
How'd she die?
Her heart gave out. They had up there in the Metro Hospital. Folks were saying she was finally getting herself clean, and then the cops raided her room last month, found some junk, took away everything. They put on a 24-hour watch, took away her flowers, her record player, radio.
When she died, was she alone?
I reckon she was. She ain't really had nobody.
Oh, Billy.
Folks say she ain't even leave enough to get herself buried proper. They looked in her bank account the child didn't have but 70 cents to her name. 70 cents.
Why didn't somebody call me?
Oh, girl, ain't nothing you could have done.
I could have been there. I could have told her I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. Lady Day was everything I wanted to be, Chase. She made me dream tall.
I know, baby. I just hate the idea she up in that room suffering and they took away her music.
It ain't right.
Mm-mm.
It ain't right for anyone to be alone.
What you doing with all those suitcases, Ruth?
I'm fixing to put them in my car.
The boys are happy here.
Yeah, well, they're gonna be even happier in New York, Mama.
You can't be moving these cheering around like they're checkers. You want to do right by them, you let them stay here in Chicago.
I am still their mother.
Yeah, and you're here today and gone tomorrow.
See, that's going to change here. I plan on starting my own booking agency. And a year from now, I am going to be recording on my own label. I'm going to be in charge, and no one is going to make me be no place I don't need to be.
Girl, you ain't got the sense of a gnat. Here you finally making good money. Now you want to dip into something you don't know nothing about?
I've been singing professionally for 15 years.
Ruth, there ain't no place for a colored gal on that side of the table. Why don't you just let Riley do his job?
He will. I'm making Riley my partner.
Poor Riley.
Since when you high on Riley, you won't even let the man step into your house.
I got my reasons.
Oh, you always do.
I got eyes, Ruth. I know the circle he travels in.
Oh, shoot.
And you can say what you want, but what he does is against nature. And I'm trying to live a clean life.
Uh-huh. So it's okay for Riley to put food on my table, but he ain't allowed to sit at it.
Your boys don't need to be around that.
You know, you sound no different than the Mississippi cracker that begged me to sing in his club, then told me I had to out back in the bushes.
I ain't telling you how to live your life. You want to surround yourself with those kind of folks?
Those
you go right
kind
ahead.
Of folks bought you the house that you're standing in.
I live by God's word. And if you spend a little more time in church, you would know what I'm talking
I
about.
I go to church. I finally found one, Mama, where folks ain't judging every step I take and sanctifying hatred.
You lost, Ruth. That's what it is. You lost. And you angry.
I am not lost. I just want to raise my sons in my own way, and I want them to know the world is bigger than the 6 blocks from here to St. Luke's Church, and they got the means to be whatever they want to be. Now, where are my boys?
It's too late for that.
It's too late for what? Where are my boys, Mama?
Mr. Sims took them on retreat. Bible study.
You mean to tell me I'm standing here with all their clothes packed and they ain't even in Chicago?
It was their idea to leave.
Their idea?
You made a choice a long time ago, Ruth. You made a career. I made them a home. Now, if your boys want to hear from you, I'll play them a record.
Dinah, rehearsal starts in about 10 minutes.
Where are my boys?
They're in the main room unpacking their instruments.
I want to see my children.
Your kids are on a plane. They won't be here for another 2 hours. Can I see those pills you're taking?
Call Dr. Stone in New York. Tell him I need to speak with him. I ain't slept in a week.
I'll call while you're rehearsing.
You don't need to call. I got nothing to say to her.
To who? Dinah? Who am I calling?
I won't cry anymore. Now that you've left me, I won't cry anymore. Now that you're gone, I've shed a million tears since we're apart. And now it's got to end, for tears won't mend a broken heart. I won't sigh anymore. I'll just forget you, for I'm closing the door of a memories. Although you're the one love my heart's been longing for, I'll close my eyes and I won't cry anymore.
Dear Ruth, you'd be happy to know the boys are officially in the St. Luke's Choir. Last Sunday, the organist come up to me and say, "Why did you tell me your boys could sing like that?" Mr. Sims said to him, "What do you expect, man? Look who that grandmama is." Well, I just had to laugh. If you could see how fine these boys look in their robes. It's a picture. It really is.
Don't forget to send me one.
Put me in the mind of the day you first joined that choir. 70 years old, but you were something. Sometimes I sit up in that church and I think it's a shame children have to grow up so fast.
But they do, Mama. They do.
Get to think about you and me sitting at that piano, studying a hymn. Those were good times, Ruth.
Then they made me a soloist.
Those were good times.
And then everything changed.
Why you keep interrupting me, gal? I'm trying to write you a letter.
You ain't gonna send it, so what's the difference?
I'll send it when I'm ready.
How long you gonna keep me waiting, Mama?
You got something to say to me, Ruth Jones? Then you just say it.
No. I want you to say it. Tell me why nothing I've done since I was 12 years old has set right with you. Why I can't share none of my success with you but the money.
You think 'cause some drunken fools throw money at you every time you open your mouth that make you better than me? You ain't the only one with a voice, Ruth Jones. You're just lucky. There are a whole lot of folk can sing a song better than you. Folks who've sacrificed and lived by the book. And are far more deserving of praise. Now, the boys are already making lists of what they want for Christmas. Sure would be nice if you could spend the holiday with us, Ruth, but I know it don't fit into your schedule. I'll write again soon. Love, Mama.
Cry anymore. for I'm closing the door of a memory. Although you're the one, love, my heart's been longing for. Mama, this is goodbye, and I won't cry anymore. These
flowers were delivered to the trailer. You want to see who they're from?
No.
All right, I'll tell you anyway. Dear Dinah, Vegas will never be the same. You go out there and kill tonight, Queen. Love Chase, Teddy, Bean, and Pete. Wow, will you look at that? 4 ex-husbands on one card. Look, Dinah, whatever choice you make, that choice is yours. You know I would never force you to do anything that you didn't believe in.
Did you steal those flowers off your uncle's grave?
These? No. There's a wedding down the hall. I figured this was easier to carry than an ice sculpture. Hey, listen. Maybe if we just did the shows tonight, we could discuss the room situation.
I think I'm going to buy me a dog. Some dog I could train to bite the right people, yeah.
You know, we might have
maybe
more leverage
Freddie
once they've seen you
me one of his canines.
Remember what happened to that crappy little dog in Memphis?
I wonder if Freddie got any big dogs. See, I don't want no small dog that can fit into a roasting bait. I want a big dog that can bite the out of people.
Dinah, you begged me to help you cross over. Well, honey, this is the place to do it. Once you've got this audience in your pocket, you've got it made. But if we walk away from this, where do we go? The R&B market is flooded with kids half your age, and the jazz market is dead. You will be singing in clubs smaller than your car.
When I was a kid, Robbie, they used to call me Alligator. I had these scabby, dead-looking patches of skin on my arms, my legs, my forehead. It got so bad, I couldn't even undress in front of my own self. Mama used all kinds of oils and plasters, but nothing worked. Not even prayer. But don't you know? One morning I just woke up and it was like I had shed my skin, just outgrown it. And pretty soon I'm walking out of my house in short sleeves, bare legged, 16 years old, so slick and so fine and so ready. Ready for anything. See that slick girl standing in front of me right now, and I want to shake her. I want to tell her to wipe that smile off her smooth face, because it's still the wrong color.
Dinah.
I am not looking for pity, Robbie. I just want a room.
I'm going to call Greenblatt. Don't move. I'll be back.
Boss.
May I come in?
You already did. What are you doing here, boss?
Look, I know you got to get ready for your show. I just wanted to see you before you left L.A.
Ain't you supposed to be in New Orleans right now?
No, I left that bank. How did you know?
You ain't that hard to track down, boss.
Well, neither are you. Don't have to go no further than the nearest jukebox. If I told you how many nickels I plugged into one of those things...
Did you ever try plugging one into a telephone?
I came real close, Dinah. I knew what you needed, Dinah, and I knew I couldn't give it to you.
Uh-huh. But somehow you managed to give it to that chick in Baltimore and the one in D.C.
Not really. I was too busy thinking about somebody else.
Boss, the only thing you ever thought about is that damn whore.
Yeah, well, maybe that's not enough anymore.
Say what?
Well, I'm not saying it ain't important. I'm just saying that I've come to realize that music's not the only thing I can't live without.
Ooh. You still talk the talk, baby, but until you walk
the walk... Look, I'm here, ain't I?
Why? You need a job.
Damn, Dinah, why you gotta make everything so hard?
Hard? We shared something, mister, and the next minute I turned around and you was gone. I was too stupid to realize you was never gonna take off those damn shoes.
Don't you believe in giving somebody a second chance?
I am not a kid no more, boss. 12 years later, I can't be trifling with men who got a girl in every other town and are gonna jump up and split whenever somebody asks them to blow a horn.
I want to marry
you. I'm trying to raise two boys who ain't even in the same city as me. Trying to be their mother and their father, and I am not in no market for no wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, discount lust.
Did you hear me?
I need somebody to take care of me. Someone who'll stick by me, stand behind me, because I am so tired of having to hold everybody else up.
Will you marry me or not?
Please. Don't say something you don't mean. I've been alone for too long.
I'm still waiting on my answer.
Yeah? Well, I'm still waiting for my ring. You still carrying around that rock your daddy gave you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, honey, I want you to stick it on an 18-karat band and toss some diamonds around it.
Look, don't you worry about that, baby. You just booked that chapel. I'll see you after your show.
Ah, no, honey, you take that horn and get your ass up on that stage. I am not letting you out of my sight again. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved ya. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't you bet me, for I'm going to be true if you let me. Oh, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, oh, won't it just be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in and we're out of the money. I'm with you always, I'm with you, come rain or come shine. Hey, y'all, have you heard the good news? The queen done found herself a new husband. That's right, y'all. Hey, come on, come on, boss. Come on down here. Put that saxophone down and let me show your pretty stuff off. Come on here.
Dinah, please don't.
This
don't,
cat yeah. and I have been engaged for 12 years. 12 years. Just don't tell that to my last three husbands, okay? Ooh, don't he feel out a jacket nicely? How do it make you feel being center stage, baby?
Wrong.
Wouldn't this man look sharp in some silk? From this day on, that's all you gonna wear, boss. Baby, that's all. Silk jacket, silk shirt. How would my daddy feel in some silk drawers?
Wrong.
Come on now, honey, baby, don't be shy. Daddy, enjoy it. There are some benefits of being Mr. Dinah Washington. Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in and we're out of the Monday. I'm with you always. I'm with you, come
Miss Washington, I'm Joe Spinelli, general manager of the hotel.
You all finally found me a room.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a vacancy. But you got yourself to blame for that, sweetheart. You are one hell of a draw. We've got a waiting list as long as your arm. Did your manager here tell you that Sinatra's people booked a table for tonight's second show?
I didn't know that. Frank Sinatra. Wow, that's something, huh, Dinah?
Yeah, that's something, isn't it? So, why don't we say we put away the booze and move happy hour into the trailer?
You see anybody happy over here?
Can we speak for a moment, huh?
Sure.
Over here, in private? I don't know what the f*** is going on here, but I can't have her in my lobby get looped. If this is what she needs to get up on stage, fine, God bless. Just do it behind a closed door.
She's just a little high-strung, that's all.
No, poodles are high-strung and a lot less trouble. We gave her a check.
And she appreciates it, Joe. Really, she does. Look, she's just had a couple of setbacks recently and...
Yeah, you know, save your story for the cops.
May, bring her some coffee, would you? As much as you can carry.
What are you going to do?
Everything I can to keep Spinelli from making that call.
You really want to spend the night in jail, don't you, Dinah?
You still here, Miss Tyler?
We all worked hard to get here. And there's a whole lot of folks coming tonight, paying good money, expecting to see you at your best. And you owe them that.
Stop trying to fix me, May. I ain't the problem.
What is? We've been through worse than this, girl. And Lord knows there comes a time when you gotta turn the other cheek and just move on.
Move on where? To what? What am I supposed to say to my boys when they stare into that big concrete hole out back where there used to be a swimming pool? They supposed to believe it's closed for repairs.
Your boys aren't coming out here, Dinah, and you know it. Your mother told you that this morning. I don't know why you keep on insisting.
They'll be here.
No, Dinah, they won't. Honey, they won't.
So now you working for my mother?
What?
Well, you go right ahead, Miss Tyler. You get on the phone with her. You get on the phone and you figure out some other way to keep me from seeing my children. Figure out a way to just drive everybody away from me so that you can look like the good one and I'm the crazy bitch.
Stop.
Go on, do it. That way I'll have nobody left but you. And then when I'm gone, you can have everything. Everything that belongs to me. That's all you hanging around for, isn't it, bitch? Isn't it?
And you think I'm the one that's driving people away? Goodbye, Dinah. Good luck.
What's going on?
Somebody delivered a gift backstage in this box.
Yeah, it says here, to Dinah. In care of Zadie's Jazzland, Los Angeles, California.
Chocolates.
Laced with broken glass.
Oh, man. Did she
gave them to a friend.
The friend's fine. I just don't understand. Who could do such a thing? Who could be that angry with her?
Sam, she's got 5 ex-husbands, a dozen ex-boyfriends, and they've all got wives who've got Dinah's face on a dartboard.
Look, I'm calling the police.
You're a little late, boss. We've already got the entire force in Los Angeles working on it.
Where were you?
I'm sorry, Dinah. I should have been
here. Where were you?
I needed some space.
Yeah? Well, you can take all you need, honey, because you have left me for the last time.
I didn't leave you, Dinah. I left the stage.
I don't know what you were expecting, Miss Washington.
Someone tried to kill me tonight, and you were nowhere to be found.
All you can think about is your sasses.
You left in the middle of my song.
If you choose to use the casino, you will have to be accompanied by a man.
Dinah,
Save it, boss. Save it for someone who's buying your I am moving on.
Unfortunately, we don't have a vacancy.
I came back here because I want this thing to work.
It's what you wanted, Dinah.
Las Vegas.
The main room.
But it's got to be different this time. If we're going to be together, I need to be beside you, not behind you.
Well, that's never going to happen, is it? When they come to see the Queen of the Blues, Daddy, her band always plays behind her.
You cold, Ruth. You cold and you selfish.
I didn't come back after 12 years for the Queen of the Blues. And I ain't your daddy.
You holding a torch for somebody who left you before you could even say his name.
And I ain't boss, neither.
There's a whole lot of folk can sing a song better than you.
My name is Thomas.
Ruth Jones.
You will be expected to use the kitchen entrance to the stage.
Somebody tried to kill me.
Took away her flowers.
Her record player.
Her music.
I come back.
I don't know what you were expecting.
Miss Washington.
You will be expected to use the kitchen
anymore.
Dinah, all you got to do is tell me you don't want me to leave. Just say the word. All right, then. So long, Dinah.
This bitter earth. Well, what fruit it bears. What good is love that no one shares? And if my life is like the dust that hides the glow of a rose, what good am I? Heaven only knows. Lord, this bitter earth can be so cold. Today you're young, too soon you're old. But while a voice within me cries, I'm sure someone will answer my call, and this bitter earth may not be oh so bitter after
Dinah, what happened to May?
May? She's gone.
Again?
For good.
Sir, you ordered this coffee?
Yeah. Just put that down, please. Next to the suitcase.
Yes, sir.
Here.
Oh, no. You don't have to tip me.
Please.
No, sir, really. You... Just having you all here is enough for me.
I think Miss Washington would like you to have this.
I already got every record she ever made, and that's all I need.
What's your name?
Beg your pardon?
Your name?
Violet.
You work in the kitchen?
Yes, ma'am.
How do they treat you? They treat you good, Miss Violet. Honey, you don't need to be looking over at Riley. That man works for me, and he ain't as white as he looks. How do they treat you here, girl?
Well, they've been good to me, I guess. I don't make no trouble. I got six kids.
Six kids? And you got a shape like that? Folks must look at me and think I gave birth to Mexico. Come on over here, Miss Violet. Set yourself down. Come on.
Dinah.
No. I got to get back to work. They are already peeking down the hall, and they're surely going to give me a hard time.
Why?
Because I'm standing here talking to you.
They got other colored folks working in that kitchen.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Did you hear that, Riley?
Well, they got white folks, too. And you better believe once Miss Washington's on that stage, everybody's going to be crowding around trying to peek through that kitchen window.
Did you hear that, Dinah?
Did I say something wrong? I'm sorry.
No, look, honey. There are some folks who just don't like to be praised. I ain't one of them. Riley. Why don't you see if you can round up another coffee cup for my friend Violet?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And while you at it, could you scare us up some toast or something? What kind of jelly would you like?
Miss Washington.
I asked you a question.
Grape is good.
You got that order, mister?
Dinah, this is not the place for that.
You want me to drink this coffee or not?
Violet, point me toward the kitchen, would you?
It's right down that hall, sir. The second door on the left.
Thanks.
How long have you worked here, girl?
Going on 5 years this March. Usually I'm off after lunch, but I asked to do a double shift on account of you being here.
So you hanging around just for the show?
God, yes, this is a big day for us. Everybody I know. You playing the big room and all? That's our first out here. You breaking ground, Miss Washington.
If I was breaking ground, you wouldn't have to be watching my show from a kitchen window.
Oh, well, that don't bother me. I could never afford to pay.
Even if you had the cash, you think they'd find a seat for you?
No, ma'am.
Then my name up on that sign don't mean much at all. Do it. Do it.
Somebody in the kitchen said you thinking about not going on?
I'm thinking about a lot of things.
God, I hope that's not one of them. I mean, it's none of my business, but I don't... Well, it just don't seem right. You're coming all this way and then just stopping.
It's been a long trip, Miss Violet.
I hear you. But still, my daddy used to say there's no use picking the apple if you don't want to see how it tastes.
Well, you can tell your daddy that some of these apples got worms.
My daddy's passed on. But let me tell you, he was a huge fan, Miss Washington. He played your records out. Had me singing Slick Chick before I could even walk. I'm a Slick Chick. Shoot. Right now, I expect he's up there looking down and smiling.
Why?
Because his little girl is talking to Donna Washington. You're living out so many people's dreams.
I'm living out my dream, Miss Violet. And let me tell you, it ain't. I don't mean to disappoint you, honey, but Dinah Washington ain't nothing but a fat, loudmouth whore so desperate to be loved. She done changed her name, her shape, her husbands, her music, her history, everything, Miss Violet. Everything's for sale.
Is that what you tell your children?
What do you know about my children?
Nothing. I've only seen pictures of them in magazines. But they're fine-looking boys. And I'd like to believe that when they look at you and they hear you sing, they feel what I feel. I know this ain't my place to speak, but when I listen to you, Miss Washington, it's like you know everything about me. Don't matter what the song is. When you sing, it makes me feel like anything is possible. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, if there's any chance I could talk you ladies into breaking this bread in the kitchen...
I'm heading back there right now, sir.
I didn't mean to scare her off.
I did that.
You know, everyone in that kitchen is dying to meet you. It would probably be the thrill of their lives if you'd... Dinah, what just happened? Here, let me carry the suitcase for you. Dinah, where are you going?
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Sahara Hotel, would you please join me in a warm welcome to Mercury recording artist and Grammy nominee, the incomparable, the incredible, the irresistible, Miss Dinah Washington!
Sometimes I love you. Sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Spinelli, where'd you find all these white people? And you all dressed for me too, didn't you? Well, so did I. I packed me my finest mink coat. Nobody told me this place is so hot. I'm up here walking up and down the strip in my sweaty mink looking like something coughed up by a cat. But I had to look my finest. You know what I'm saying? This is a big night for the Queen. A big night. Ain't that right, Mr. Spinelli? Cut the music, guys.
Hey, Raleigh, is this part of her act?
It changes every night, Joe.
You know, folks, this afternoon when I pulled up in front of this pretty hotel, I made the mistake of walking through the front door. Same door you all used to get in here. But when I come through it, they told me that I was breaking hotel policy. I made a fuss. And then they gave me this here check for $3,000.
Get it to cut to the song, quick.
This is what they're willing to pay me to keep me from eating or sleeping or breathing on any of you.
Cue the band. Music. Stop the music.
Mr. Spinelli, those musicians came with me. Now, this may be your show place, but it is still my damn show. And I suggest you find a broom and a dustpan, because this here check, this is who Dinah was, not who she is.
Does she know who she's dealing with?
Yeah, I think she does.
I was hoping my children could be here tonight to meet this fine-looking audience. Well, it turns out they're stuck in Chicago, and they're not going to make it. But there is somebody I'd like y'all to meet, and I bet right now she is peeking through that kitchen window. Miss Violet! Can you hear me, baby? Come on down here, girlfriend. Come on, girl. Come on. Come on, child. Don't be scared. Hey, guys, could y'all play Rock a Good Way? Would y'all in the kitchen do me a big favor and keep those big white doors open? Could you do that for me, babies? Thank you, honeys. Come on, Violet. Help me out with this song.
I can't sing in front of all these people.
Sure you can. Come on. All right? If it's gonna give me good kissing like that, honey, don't you know I'm gonna give it right back, 'cause that's a kissing good way.
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 That's a kissing good way to mess around and fall in love.
Now it's your turn.
If it's gonna start out of hugging me tight, don't mess around, just hug me right.
That's a hugging good way.
That's a hugging good way.
That's a hugging good way. That's a hugging good way to mess around and fall in love. Well, he called me on the phone, ooh, just 'cause I was alone.
And it came around a wooing. You better ask somebody if you don't know.
Around and fall
Violet. What are you doing in this trailer?
I'm sorry, Miss Washington. I couldn't. They wouldn't let me back in the kitchen. I didn't know where else to go.
Slow down, girl. That mink coat be a lot easier to try on if you took it off the hanger first.
I didn't mean to be touching it, ma'am. I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
I gotta change for my second show.
Oh, right. Can I help you?
Oh, no, girl. You served enough folks for one lifetime. How soon can you pack up those six kids and get yourselves to New York?
New York? I can't go to New York. My husband...
Shh, you got a husband? You already doing better than me. Look at here. You call this number and tell them I want you all set up in my place on 145th Street. And when I get back to the city, we are going to do some serious shopping, and then we're going to pick out some songs, and we're going to go into the recording studio.
I need to get back to work.
Violet, it's a gift. And it ain't gone nowhere in that kitchen. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. No one in my life is...
I know. It's time somebody did.
Whew, I've never been to New York. Everybody say it costs money just to breathe.
Don't you worry about that.
Will you be in New York?
I'll be there. First, I'm going to stop in Chicago. I need to spend some time with my kids.
Lord, oh God, this is too much. I mean, it's too much.
Look, girl. Why don't you go home and grab your family, and you all can meet me back here after the show?
Yes, ma'am.
Violet, wait. Take the coat with you.
Say what?
New York is one cold town. This fur could come in handy.
But...
Please, take it. You know, just keep in mind, girl, it's only a coat. You're gonna need a lot more than that to keep you warm.
I don't know how to thank you.
Violet, stop. I'm thanking you. Now go on, get out. I gotta squeeze me into that tight red dress over there, and you don't need to be hearing me cussing. Go on. See you later. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain.
I barely saw her the last few years of her life. She settled down with husband number 7 and her 2 sons in a beautiful home on Detroit's west side.
She dreamed big, she sang big, she lived big.
Made everyone around her dream bigger too.
Sometimes I wish she dreamed a little bigger and lived a little smaller.
But I was so glad to be with her that night in Vegas.
She opened more than a kitchen door for me.
What a moment.
When I got to New York, she started her own booking agency and made me her first client.
I think if you can go through your entire life and have just one of those, a moment of triumph and clarity and grace, that would be more than enough. Some of us never even get that.
White House press secretary announced that Mrs. Kennedy plans to observe a 1-year period of mourning and will have no public engagements during that time. Blues singer Dinah Washington, best known for Grammy Award-winning hit What a Difference a Day Makes, was found dead this morning in her Detroit home. Sources claim the singer died from an accidental overdose of alcohol and barbiturates. Washington was 39. It's official. The city council has agreed to rename the Idlewild International Airport to the John F. Kennedy International Airport.
Hey, y'all, get this. In 1994... the United States government decided to put my face on a postage stamp. Ain't that something? Dead and gone for 30 years. Now millions of people I ain't never met are licking the back of my head.
anymore. All my teardrops are dry. No more walking the floor with a burning inside. Just I think it could be. Time has opened the door. Ooh, at last I am free. No, I don't hurt anymore. No need to deny. I wanted to die the day you said we were through.
This is L.A. Theatre Works production of Dinah Was by Oliver Goldstick, starring Yvette Freeman, with Paul Eiding, Adrian Lennox, Bud Leslie, and Daryl Reed. Our musical director and pianist is Lonnie Hartley, with Leroy Ball on bass and Washington Rucker on drums. Orchestrations and arrangements by Jason Robert Brown. Stage manager and live sound effects, Gigi Garcia. Sound designer, recording, and editing engineer, David Kelly for VoiceBox Studios. Our director is Gordon Hunt. I'm Susan Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theatre Works.